Mickey, he came down under pressure, knowing there was only one permutation on the league table. That was to win the game.
Yeah, and look, probably the best position is if you know that you have to win. You know, Wicklow come to us 2 weeks ago knowing they'd have to win. And look, you go all out, you've nothing to lose. And that's the way we did today. You know, we had a real go at it. And we showed up. We weren't happy the way we played against Wicklow. So we knuckled down. We got a couple of boys back from injury. A few boys that were missing, you know. And performed very well. You know, in the first half, we could have been a bit further ahead. We had 14 wides today over the whole game. So that's one end we have to fix. But no, performance-wise, very good. Defensively, very, very sound, you know. And Roscommon were running hard at us there, searching for goals. And we stood up tall, we soaked up the pressure and seen the game out.
I suppose your first half performance was complemented by three goals. It gave you breathing room, it gave you space, it always allowed you to have a cushion. Richie Ryan with two, Josh got the first one. So, you know, you got the goal opportunities and he took them.
Yeah, we changed things up, Willie. You know, normally we have a couple of fast boys on there today. Today, in the first half, we went to two big men and went route one a bit, you know, and asked questions at our full back line and paid off, you know. There's a couple of lads that normally start, didn't get in, and we went a different way today, and we got three goals in the first half. And look, that was the one in the game, that was the foothold, and we seen it out today again and landed the wee fast fresh boys there in the second half, and all contributed well as well, you know.
What was the feeling at half time? No game was won at half time, but you had the foot on the accelerator. So what was the feeling coming out for the third quarter?
Look, we were just looking to play the same as we were playing. You know, Roscommon dictated that they wanted to play with sweeper in the first half, and we were quite happy because our sweeper was very effective for us. Second half, we sat the same, you know, and soaked up the pressure. But we thought we would create the chances, more chances, and we did. We didn't take them all again, you know, but just more efficiency in front of the net. That's what we're talking about at half time. You know, it was just getting the ball over the bar, maybe, you know, seven or eight times out of ten. We have a 50% average there at the minute, which seems to be better, you know.
320 is a good score. You're averaging 27, 28 points coming into today's game. You popped 29 today.
Yeah, good shooting. And considering you had 14 wides, so that's what I'm saying, we're creating a lot of chances. We had 15 wides against Wicklow and ended up losing the game by 4 or 5 points. So we will create. It's just getting that scoring ratio up to a good level. That's what we need to fix. Because defensively, we look fairly good, you know. We conceded 20 points against Wicklow, which in a game of hurling now, that's you're going to take 23 points to win a game. So I think in front of the post, if we can just get better, and we were today, you know, but still a wee bit to fix.
Mission accomplished. You've promoted yourselves in Wicklow. It's a league final. I think I'm right in saying that the team that tops the group, they've head-to-head with you. So it looks like it's a journey to Aucklin for that league final.
Yeah, look, we way to Aucklin, we'll take it today.
And the price of petrol and diesel.
The price of diesel, the bus price is probably going well up, all right, and getting worse. So, look, we'll be looking forward to it.
We have lots of juice in the tank.
Exactly. We've plenty of juice left in the tank. So, look, we'll take the journey through the county board. Don't mind us, we're promoted, and the journey down to Aucklin will be...
How important would it be to we'll say, put the cherry on the cake by... You're up, but win silverware.
Look, a bit of silverware would be nice, but the main thing is promotion for this team. You know, we're young, we lost a lot of bodies, and it's good to get them back up to that level, which is serious level hurling for Donegal. You know, you're working with, you know, not a lot of clubs, really, you know, and to get to that level is very good. The likes of Carlo and them coming to Donegal next year is a big prospect, or Westmeath or somebody, you know. But look, we just want to move forward with the thing, and a league, the silverware would be great, you know, but we've Wicklow again, then our next two games with Wicklow. In the league final and the first round of the Christy Ring.
Is it home or away league, the Christy Ring?
No, we're home in the Christy Ring and away next week. So, look, we've got a thinking to do. We're main things promoted. Now, next week, we're not going out to lie down next week, you know, but anybody, kind of wee knocks and stuff. We lost Jared Gilmer there today. He's one of our top forwards, you know, with a hand injury. So he could be doubtful, but there'll be no risk taking anybody next week. And surely we'll be going out and as competitive as possible. But at the end of the day, the main thing was promotion.
And finally, overall, you're final, you know, seven league games, won six. I suppose, was Wicklow a shot across the brows, beaten at home? Donegal, always tough to beat at home. But as you mentioned, Wicklow had all the eggs in that basket.
Yes, they had to go for it, you know, and they lost to Roscommon the first day out, and they played very well against us. I have to hand it to them; they were well set up and played very well, and a lot of things went right for them. We were struggling and poor, and touch was slack that day. So look, it's going to be a good game to look forward to. They're very big and physical. I'm sure you're at. They're a really serious, big physical team, and a lot of six footers in that team, which is different to us, where we're a wee bit smaller and faster. So look, good prospect. But look, one we're looking forward to, and One lose or draw, we're happy where we're at and where we ended up in the league, you know.
And finally, the small ball game. Mickey's rivaling Jim, winning matches.
Yeah, we're down to one as many as Jim. We'll be doing all right, you know. So both teams going well, you know, and I suppose that they'll be pushing tomorrow to get their league final, and no doubt they will, you know.